I'm Beck Bowman, and this is Artbeat, the place where we find out all the new things that are happening in the arts world. Right now, we are joined by author Brett Cole. He has just published his first book, The Pink Bubble, and he's going to tell us what exactly The Pink Bubble is. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Beck. How are you?
I'm so well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity.
So this is a book that's been about two decades in the making. Can you tell us, what is The Pink Bubble?
Well, it's the name of my book, but it comes from a meditation practice that's from a book called Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain. And the practice is to visualize different things that you're looking for and wanting and to make positive affirmations about that. And the idea is that it will manifest and it will happen. And for me, it was, among different things, writing a book is what I was wanting to do and accomplish.
And obviously you have. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks.
So, but I'm assuming that this book is not a instructional in how to visualise the pink bubble. So how have you taken this concept and kind of turned it into some narrative non-fiction work?
I'll try and explain it. I was in a car accident at 17, which was very difficult. So I lost my way a bit after that, and books helped me, writing helped me, and the beginnings of the book came from that. And I do write a lot about that within the book. It takes up about one chapter. So, yeah.
And tell me about the character of Anton.
Oh, that's based on a Jean-Paul Sartre book called La Nausea. That was one of the books that helped me a lot when I was a bit lost and finding my way, besides the Creative Visualization book. So he's a character that's looking for meaning in life and purpose, a bit of a loner. And the character stuck with me for a very, very long time. And I always made a pact with myself that if I was going to write a book, that I would have the character be based on that name. So I just turned Antoine from Sartre's book into Anton. Yes.
And this is a character who kind of takes on your journey and goes through a journey from self-loathing to acceptance and understanding. Is that something that you've had to do yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of what's in the book is truthful. Some parts are not, but yes. The idea behind it, in a way, is for people that have gone through different difficult traumas or events, especially with being late teenagers or in their early 20s, and even being young men, that you know, they can relate to it a little bit. So it helped me writing on and off over the years about that car accident that did happen, mm-hmm. and then other struggles as well. It's just helped to put it into something, into the book.
And do you have any plans for where your writing can go from here? Do you plan on becoming a bit of a self-help master?
No, not really. Am I coming across that way? I don't mean to come across that way too much. No, I'm not even sure about a second book or another book. This is something I've gone back to on and off over the years, and it's been helpful for me, I guess, in my different, you know, struggles. But yeah, I don't even have ideas or thoughts on a second one. I have been asked that. It's kind of ironic because this one only came out on March the 8th, so it hasn't.
You're like,
been
just give me some time.
But I'm thinking I'd have to try and, you know, push it and promote it and see where it can sort of take me. And it's been exciting talking now on the radio Yesterday morning, I was on another station too with my daughter, so that was really exciting. So I guess it's just another sort of journey or part of it, really, which I'll try and take on for as long as I can.
And just to enjoy those experiences. Brett, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us about the pink bubble this morning.
That's fine.
It's part philosophical musing, part travel journey, and part piecing together the broken to create something new. It sounds really special, so thank you.
Thank you so much, Brett. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. That was Brett Cole talking about his book, The Pink Bubble, Become Who You Are.